You are listening to the podcast of Frontline Ministries International. We pray you will be empowered as you listen to this week's message.
This Sunday before Christmas, Jesus, you were thinking about us before you came, and you couldn't wait to come and join us in humanity. Father, we worship you not out of practice and rote practice, out of tradition. We worship you fresh and new because, Jesus, you are the one that we worship all the time, and you are in heaven praying for us. Right now, you're speaking out our names, the names of everyone on earth, drawing them to yourself. This is an encounter, not tradition. Father, we worship you out of encounter. Sometimes, Lord, we get so overcome when we're worshiping that we just go off the page into worship. We can't help ourselves. You're so glorious. You're so amazing. And Father, in our darkest moment, you are light always. Always. In our darkest days, you are still light. And we need to turn to you when we're in joy and when we're not. Today, Lord, we turn to you in joy, singing out in joy so that it might carry us through troubling times, through the valleys of life. Yes, God, singing empowers worship, empowers glory to you, and that splashes back on us in meeting our needs with your mighty name. Lord, we offer ourselves to you for true worship today, worship in spirit and in truth, not tradition. Lord, that the songs of old that we sing at this time of year might have fresh new meaning, and you would go beyond the song to speak to us your love, to speak to us out of the Word of God, that we can have a fresh encounter with you, even during this worship time, even if we're online checking in, that we would pause and worship. We would put down our toast and our coffee, and we would pause and worship. Lord, we need to be still and know that you are God. Father, for each worshiper today, whether they sing out very loud or they're just singing out of their heart, God, may it be true worship. May it be meaningful worship. May it connect our hearts with your heart, Lord. And if we don't know you, then we would bow to the King, especially in these confusing times. We need a way out of the grass. We need a way away from the cliff. We need to be right on your shoulders, being carried by you, Good Shepherd, Great Shepherd. You will carry us down the right path to living water and good grazing. Jesus, you're the answer. We've heard your name. Maybe we've dismissed you, Lord, but let us take a fresh look at you and have a fresh encounter. Jesus, that's possible anytime because you're willing. If we're not hearing your voice, we're not connected with you in any way, if when we read the scriptures it's too confusing, we need a new encounter with you. Holy Spirit, you're the one that helps us understand the scriptures. You're the one that helps us understand life. In John chapters 14 through 16, Holy Spirit, you've come because we need you to comfort us. We need you to lead us. We need you to speak the words that Jesus spoke out when he was on the earth, to remind us of the things that Jesus taught us so that we can go forward in life. Anyone navigating life by themselves is not doing God's plan. It's always been that we're supposed to have you navigating us, Holy Spirit. You, Jesus, not being in our back pocket, but in our hearts deep. Lord, if we've left you out, it's time to invite you back in, right into the middle of our circumstances, right in the middle of our lives, right in the middle of our day. Jesus, we do that today. You're invited in. Red carpet put out for the Holy Spirit. Here it is. Walk into our hearts and make a difference. We know you will if we give you the invitation. And then we will have joy beyond joy. We will have peace beyond peace. Peace beyond what the world can give. Not the peace of the song, but the peace of the presence. Yes, Lord. We're going to worship you, Lord. If a note goes south, if we don't hit every note, it won't matter as long as our hearts are in tune with you. This isn't about performance. It's about presence. It's about connecting with you and then carrying it, not just ending our worship at the time that the songs stop. Carrying it is the secret of life. Worship to you because you brought joy to the world in rescuing us when we had no other answer. Sacrifice didn't work. Sacrifice of ourselves works. And you coming in, changing everything. Come into our living room and rearrange the furniture. Come in to us in intimacy, Jesus. Speak to us. We will pray to you. You speak to us in return. It's not just about praying. It's about hearing back the voice of God in your word and from your spirit. Yes, Lord. Even in this busy season, in many cases, confusing season, in many cases, a challenging season that people don't go into depression during the time of year, it should be the most joy. Lord, come in, rearrange the furniture, change everything inside us. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, and we want to sing joy to you today. Can we stand? Who can stand? Woo! Look at that. Jumped right up.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature say, and heaven and nature say, and heaven and dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest. bowed, far as the curse is bowed, far as the curse is bowed. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is bowed, far as the curse is bowed, far as the curse is bowed. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, oh, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and the like of God, his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare in room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. People sing, sing, sing. People sing, sing, sing. People sing, sing. Joy to the world. People sing, sing, sing. Joy to the world. People sing. Oh, people sing, sing, sing. Joy to the Lord of love, hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. We will sing, sing, sing. We will sing, sing, sing. Joy to the world. Sing, sing, sing. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, his mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing. amazing grace. I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted, and the train of his robe fills the temple with glory, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole
thank you. Jesus, you're so holy. We offer our praise to you. We give our lives to you. We give you our heart. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all of my heart, I worship you. I worship you, oh Lord. All I have within me, I give you praise. All that I adore is in you. It's in you, oh Lord. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul, I live for you alone, every breath that I take, every moment I'm away, Lord, have your is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all of my heart, I worship you, I worship you, oh Lord, all I have.
Today, those that are standing and those that are seated are giving you praise and honor and glory. Those online, those around the world, Father, that are partners with Frontline, are giving you worship. They've already, in many cases, presented their worship to you this Sunday before Christmas. Father, we're just stepping into that extra wave of worship to you that's come across the continents from India, from Africa already, Lord. They've gone ahead and they've presented praise to you. We're entering into that wave around the earth, giving you worship, giving you praise. Because you've come, Emmanuel. Oh, I thought I'd get a cheer. You've come, Emmanuel. You've come, Emmanuel. Whoa! They say it was the darkest time in history. That's what they say. Not now. Back when the Romans were in charge with their evil. Idols everywhere. You were supposed to bend your knee to those idols. But they let the countries, the places outside of Italy and Rome kind of do their own thing. But they still wanted them to bend their knee to the emperor at least. And they'd love it if they would give in to the idols that they wanted to throw all over the earth. Jesus came at the darkest moment in history. When we needed him the most, there he was. Right in. As a powerful conqueror. No, as a baby, vulnerable. And the enemy couldn't take him out. He tried killing children in Bethlehem, trying to get rid of him. But it was impossible because God can put his hand and stop the enemy, you know. The enemy has not the power that he thinks he has. And if we give him that power, we're foolish. God at any moment can just say, enough, that's it. That's as far as you go. And then I can bring in salvation, deliverance. I can bring in healing. I can bring in resurrection. And you can't do anything about it, enemy. So if you're raising up the enemy too high in your eyes, let's pull him down by our worship and praise today. He deserves to be stomped on, not listened to. Stomped on. Wow. I'm steaming up. That's a good thing. Stomped on. Stomped on. Not listened to. Because of Emmanuel.
Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel. Come, ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Come ransom captive Israel. My beloved is the most beautiful among thousands and thousands. My beloved is the most beautiful. come thou rod of Jesse free, thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save, and give them victory over the grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. My beloved is the most beautiful among thousands and thousands. My beloved is the most beautiful among thousands and thousands.
Emmanuel, come. Yours
is the kingdom yours? Is the power yours? Is the glory forever? Amen. Yours is the kingdom yours. Is the power yours? Is the glory forever? Amen. Oh, come, Emmanuel. Come, ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile. Until the Son of God appear, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, who shall come to thee, who rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. Come, ransom captive Israel.
Lord, we rejoice with you, Father. We rejoice. We thank you that you are Emmanuel, God with us, Christ with us. Jesus, you are not far away. Lord, you didn't stay far away, but you were right here. You came, and we celebrate that at Christmas. We celebrate at this time, but Lord, it's every day. It's every day. You're with us every day, and we rejoice in that. We thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you that this morning you just want to touch our hearts and just bring more and more freedom, Lord. All because of what Jesus did. All because Jesus left heaven, came to earth, lived as a man, fully human, fully God. And he offered himself as a willing sacrifice for us. He offered us as the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Jesus. It says in Hebrews 9 that Christ did not enter the holy places made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Not that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood of another. Jesus didn't go into the natural temple in Jerusalem and put his blood there on that altar. He didn't go into the Holy of Holies there. He went into the heavenlies. He went into heaven and he offered his blood as the once and for all atoning sacrifice. But he didn't have to do it again and again. He then would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world if he'd done it through the natural. But now, once, at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. We have one life to live. We have one life to live, and then we come before the Lord. You know, and where we're at in that, point of relationship was... Just this week, we had an opportunity with some of the junior high at Jackson Middle School through the Bible Club there, and through a Christmas party, God used it, and one young man gave his heart to the Lord for the first time ever didn't grow up in the church, none of that, just, you know, had been learning and growing, and on Thursday said, yes, I want Jesus to be my Lord. And there were about another half a dozen or so that said, yes, I need to recommit my life to the Lord out of that group. And so we celebrate that because we have one life to live. You know, we need to know Jesus. He made that sacrifice, but we have to receive that. But that's our joy. As we step into that relationship with him, he brings the freedom. He brings the healing. And so even as there was new life this week, and if there's anyone here who's been coming into Christmas, there could be a lot of feelings of great feelings and memories, and sometimes there's been loss and we're missing people. And, you know, and it's like, wow, Lord, I need you to be my comfort and strength in this time, you know, as we come into this season. But it's really looking at Jesus, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. He did that for us and came down to earth and all that goes with that. But now we who know him can eagerly wait for him to come back, not for judgment for us, but for life, and to bring us into that fullness of salvation. So if there's anyone here that doesn't have that relationship now, Jesus wants to enter into that relationship with you. If you don't have a personal relationship with him, he died for you, he rose back from the dead, conquered death, and brings new life. And not just that, it's an abundant life. It's not just making it through. It's not just getting through Christmas. It's not just getting through life. It's not just surviving. But he brings that abundant life and just brings so many other blessings. So whether it's someone online or anyone here, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I just want to offer that first here, just real quick. If there's anyone who says, man, I've not been walking with him, I'm not in that relationship, and obviously online, make a comment. But here, if there's anyone here that you don't have that, you know, just raise your hand. I just want to offer that here in this season. You know, as we move into the time of communion here, so, Lord, I just thank you for what you are doing in hearts today. Lord, I thank you for new life. Lord, wherever this goes, Father, and just in each of our hearts that we commit fresh and new. And, Lord, as we remember just the sacrifice that Jesus made, I just want to take this communion with anyone who knows you, Jesus. This is about affirming that covenant relationship and just saying, yes, I agree that your body was broken for me. And I take this bread in remembrance of that. Yes, I agree that your blood was shed for me. And I take this juice in remembrance of that. Lord, that you would sanctify these elements. Lord, that we would fresh and new commit our hearts to you. And Lord, that love for you, zeal for you would just consume us. Lord, that it's not just that we don't want to, you know, face judgment without you, but Lord, we want to be used by you to bring others into the light, to bring others into that freedom, Father. Lord, let us be bold in this Christmas season. Let us step into every opportunity to share your love, to share your goodness, and to see lives change this Christmas season. So, Father, as we take communion today, we're just committing to that fresh and new. We're just saying yes. We say yes to that. So I just encourage you. If you want, there's communion cups under your chairs there. If you want to take that with me, I just want to release some more after that. Let's just take that together. Lord, again, just thank you for your body broken for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that was shed for us. Thank you for that covenant relationship, that blood that was shed once, not on the natural temple, not on the natural altar, but in the heavenly places. Your blood was applied, the lamb sacrificed. Thank you, Jesus, that it washes away every sin. Thank you, Jesus, that you fill us up with your joy, unspeakable, because it's so amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, and as we partake of this, Father, I just thank you for healing life flowing into every person here, every person watching. Lord, wherever there's any sickness or any disease, we just speak healing life right now. As we take of this, as we partake, as we continue in covenant, he died for our sins, but it says that he also died for our infirmities and our sicknesses. He took that. He paid for that on the cross. And so we just receive that as our portion, as your sons and daughters. So as we drink of this, again, if there's any weakness, if there's any sickness, any lack in your body, physically, mentally, emotionally, I just ask you to agree with me right now as you take this, that it's not in this juice, but it's in the covenant relationship with Jesus Christ. So thank you for that right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And I've spilled the juice, so if anyone has a napkin or Kleenex, could help me out with that. But Father, I do just want to release that healing. Just anyone, is there anyone that has a physical need right now that needs a touch from Jesus? You do? Anyone else just have anything physical, whether it's, you know, it's an old ache or pain, maybe your knees are just bothered, maybe there's a back problem, you know, maybe something with the pancreas, you know, so just want to pray for you. Just raise your hand and we're just going to agree together, Father, for whatever that need is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just release your life into each person here, Lord, as we've taken of the cup, Lord, as we've taken of the covenant. We apply the blood of Jesus to every need, to every place of lack. And we say, be whole and be healed and be restored to normal, Father. Whatever has been stolen by the enemy, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But you, Jesus, you come with that abundant life. So I release abundant life into each person here. And anyone who's standing for a family member that's not here, we release that abundant life into them as well, Lord. We thank you for a reversal in Jesus' name of any attack of the enemy, whether it's COVID, whether it's heart conditions, whatever it is, we speak that reversal. We speak a turnaround in Jesus' name. We agree, Father, as your family, as your body. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that healing comes from you. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing touch. Thank you, Lord, right now. And just, you know, if there's something physical you can feel, just check it on your body. See if you're feeling any changes. Any of you out there, just kind of, it's a back issue, kind of move around. And let's just see if it's your knee. Let's just move that. And just see if you feel a release or a change. And we'll just trust the Lord for that. As well online, is there anyone that feels, Jamie? You feel your ankle. So it was sore or you sprained it or... And it's... So Jamie was just saying that last night she did something and she felt a crack in her ankle and it was painful. And then even as you came in today... Yeah, and then, so she's moving in a way that was hurting before when she came in, and now it's gone. So thank you, Lord. Father, do it again. Anyone else who has any lack, any pain or issue, Lord, we just thank you for healing. Are you feeling something different, Brennan? Okay, cool. Well, we'll keep praying and trusting the Lord for every area, Father. For Brennan, Lord, just bless him. Thank you for strength in his body. In Jesus' name. Is there anyone else have a testimony before we turn it over? Angela? Your knee and lower back, and they were so painful when you came, and now it's all good? You got to move for us? Come on, Angela, you got to move for us. Feel any change? It's good? All gone? Almost gone. Father, finish the last little bit. She's felt a change, Lord. When you touch, Lord, you don't stop. But you finish it out. So I just thank you for that healing life. Thank you, Lord, as we celebrate this Christmas season, we celebrate Christ, Emmanuel with us. May you be with us right now, Father. Just thank you for continuing that work in each of our lives and online as well. Just thank you in Jesus' name. Elijah, are you feeling a difference in your body? What are you feeling different? Yeah, with your knee, is that feeling less sore and painful? Yeah? Awesome. He got a couple cuts last night on his knee, and so that's awesome, buddy. Yes, Lord. Because it was definitely swollen this morning just a little bit, so thankful for that. Amen. Michelle. Why don't you just come up, Michelle? If you're going to demonstrate your knee is working well, come on up. You got all this space, you know. You want to jog, or are you just good with walking? You did a squat. All right. Well, we can do a squat up here too. All right, come here.
Sure. Okay. I tweaked my left knee at the gym, and when he was speaking out knees, I just felt to do some squats. So in the back, I did a squat, and my knee feels completely better. So hallelujah. That's Lord.
Yesterday at the gym. Yeah, I, you know, the gym. Me too. No. Getting there. I'm getting there. So praise the Lord for healing that couple of knees, you know, the ankle, and just trust in that for anyone else who has something. Is there anyone else who had something they wanted to testify to? It's cool if that's it. That's just awesome. That's Jesus. That's Jesus, yeah? Just settled. So if some disturbance in your stomach and feeling settled, that's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, thank you. Just seal this, Father. Seal each thing that you've done. And just continue to work your miracle-working power. And, Lord, I commission each person here. If you want to be commissioned, just raise your hand real quick. I just commission each person here as an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ, that as you go through this week with family and friends, as you're at work, as you're not at school, most likely, but, Lord, that I just commission them as your ambassadors, as ambassadors of love, ambassadors of salvation through Jesus, of ambassadors of your healing touch to the heart, to the body, to the mind, to the emotions, in every way, Lord, that just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment, that we would be used by you to reach out and to make it so that people are ready for you to come, that they have that relationship. So thank you for breakthrough this week, Lord. Use us as ambassadors. Use us, Lord. The ministry of reconciliation, Lord, where there is rifts in families, Lord, we ask that you'd bring that back. Lord, we ask that you do it through your ways, Lord, not just compromise, but your Holy Spirit rejoining and realigning with you, Jesus, that you'd bring that back where there's rifts in families. Thank you, Lord, for forgiveness being released, Father, where there's unforgiveness, where there's hurt, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you let us be your ambassadors. Move through us, Lord. Move through us. Let us hear your voice. Let us hear your voice and be obedient in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Demonstration of the reason for the season, the demonstration of Jesus. Amazing. Can we believe that the Lord can also and would and does and loves to completely heal of COVID or cancer or bring the dead to life? You know, it's really amazing when we believe for a knee or a stomach ache or something like that. It's amazing. It's the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. The same Spirit that says, sure, let's get rid of cancer and everything else. So as we agree with what heaven has done already today, let's stand for what the Lord wants to do. Amen? And interestingly, Troy has no idea about this, but we have a handout that we're sending home with everyone who is here, and then we'll put it online as well so you can read this. And it's Jesus, the gift of Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us. And Ashley has those to pass out right now, wherever Ashley is. And everyone can have a copy. So you can have your own copy. So if there's two of you in your home, two adults, you can have two of these. So this can be a devotional, a time for you this week. Amazing scriptures where the Lord is speaking to us about his blood, his righteousness, and how to live as overcomers because of the baby in the manger, because of the one who went to the cross, because of the one who raised from the dead, because of the one who has ascended and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Because of you, Jesus, we celebrate as your victors, but we also step in as those who are your ambassadors and those who are going to demonstrate who you are, because that's why you're here, to populate heaven and to bring who you are, the revealing the Father, to this earth. So it gives the Father good pleasure when we step into all that Jesus has purchased at the cross for us, all of it. So we're going to read a little bit about that and talk about that today. But before we do, Darlene is going to come up with some of the kids who were here for the beautiful musical that we had on Friday night, the Christmas musical. It was so great that the Lord is not a secret. I didn't say that right. What is God's... She'll tell you what it was. We just loved it. I didn't go with the title, but it was wonderful. And we want to celebrate again today with a few of the ones who were here. Some are on vacation or not here for other reasons. But the few that are here who will be singing or playing or something today, we want to use this as a declaration and as a decree that the same Holy Spirit that lives in us lives in these kids, and that they have something to say, something to offer. And it was so beautiful. Many lives were touched on Friday night. This is not just a little Christmas ditty that we do because we like kids to dress up and look like sheep. No, no. This was an evangelistic opportunity to step in and say, Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. This is who he is. This is who you are. And I give my life to you and for you. And that happened on Friday night. So we're asking that everyone who is online and who is here, as you celebrate and as you receive from some of the children this morning, that you also know that Jesus and his blood, Jesus and his sacrifice for our righteousness, his righteousness to be given to us, is who he really is. And as we unpack the word in a few minutes, we encourage you to just devour this handout as another tool to absolutely enjoy this season, celebrate Jesus, but take a step forward as powerful overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, and not loving your life unto the death. Amen? Amen. So Carl and Darlene together, all right, have put this together, and they will lead us.
Amen, amen. So we had a great time, as Pastor Mary Pett said, celebrating Jesus and with the children. So if all the children who were part of the last song of our program, Christmas Time with Jesus, want to come up, we're going to start with that one. So we have a few songs to share with you today, so we'll get, you'll be blessed, I believe. down. You guys can all go sit down, okay? May that be true for all of us, right? He's the only one that we want at Christmas time. Luke, we're going to have you next. And then I believe Andy is here somewhere also. I believe he has a clip that he's going to share with us. Is that queued up and ready? So we're going to show you just a small clip of the musical so you can have a little taste of the full program. So we're going to play that as they're getting Luke set up here to sing a solo that Luke wrote this himself. He did an amazing job. And as you can see, he's going to play the guitar and sing. He's a worship leader already. So so we're all going to be blessed by this. And Father, we just thank you for Luke as he sings this, Lord God. We thank you that he leads us into worship. Lord, that this is a gifting and a calling on his life, and we just bless him as he does this, Lord Jesus.
Thank you. In the darkness we were waiting, without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running. There was mercy in your eyes to fulfill the law and prophets. To a virgin came the word from a throne of endless glory to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. Kingdom coming, and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation, you did not despise the cross. For even in yourself, you saw to the other side, knowing this is our salvation, Jesus, for our sake you died. Praise the
Now we have three young men who are going to be singing for us. But amen, right? Praise forever to the King of Kings, the one who came and gave his life for us.
Thank you. crowns of love upon his hands. The king is in the room. We'll watch the darkness flee at his command. Who is this king? Who is this king? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Light of the world. There's freedom in his name. Awesome in power. Reigning forever. Light of the world. There's freedom in his name.
The healer's in the room. Let miracles break out across this place. The Savior's in the room, no soul beyond the boundaries of His grace. There's resurrection power in His name.
His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Light of the world, there's freedom in His name. Awesome in power, reigning forever. Light of the world, there's freedom in His name.
Never been a love so great. He died so we could live. Then He rose up from that grave.
Name another king like this.
Now all authority forever belongs to Him. He reigns in victory.
Name another king like this.
There's never been a love so great. He died so we could live. Then He rose up from that grave.
Name another king like this.
Now all authority forever belongs to Him. He reigns in victory.
Name another king like this. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Light of the world. There's freedom in His name. Awesome in power, reigning forever. Light of the world, there's freedom in His name. There's never been a love so great. He died so we could live. Then He rose up from that grave. Name another king like this. Now all authority forever belongs to Him. He reigns in victory. Name another king like this.
There's never been a king like this.
There's never been a king like this. His name is Jesus.
This is okay, one moment. Such a problem. Yeah, this is the main one. Was that amazing? Can we give a big cheer for Jesus? That was so great. Yeah. Wow. I don't know. I need to bring more Kleenex. I've just been wiping my eyes this morning, just crying a lot, just thanking the Lord for this amazing demonstration of who He is. So thank you, guys. Thank you, Darlene and Carl. Thank you so much, and your team, for putting on everything for Friday night, and then to be able to enter into the same glory and praise today. This is so good. So what we love about this is that we're believing there's no competition among the children. There's no, look at me, look at me. We don't care about, you know, being better than somebody else. And we know that those kinds of thoughts can come against any of us and any child at any time. But we're just speaking as a whole over this crew that they are just really wanting to glorify the Lord as kids. But we just give praise to our Almighty God for something so beautiful as this. So we have worship leaders, songwriters, and everything else. But, you know, ultimately, this is just we are believing that the Lord's raising up this generation to just praise and worship him and then stand for everything that Jesus accomplished. And we're seeing a demonstration of that today. When we travel overseas, we love working with the children as well as adults. And in one particular country in Southeast Asia, we have a little one who is similar to the age of our young men who are up here today. And I'm not going to mention who she is, but people who are in frontline right now, who are in the building, know who she is and know her name. And so you'll get to see her singing, but we're going to play that so you can all hear from a Southeast Asian little child what she believes and thinks about Jesus. And so we're going to do that. We ask that no one here would take any videos in the building here of this, okay? And you will not see the picture online, but you'll be able to hear this. So if we can turn this up so we can enjoy the presence of the Lord through this little one. Turn the sound up, please.
In a whole world, who can I turn to? There is a rest, there is one, is the answer. There is the light in the light of the world. His name is Jesus, and he came to save us. He is a light. Light of the world and the shine. And up in the sunny bright. He is the light of the world. He is a light. Light of the world and the shine. And up in the sunny bright. He is the light of the world.
Amen. So this little one has gone through a lot, and I will just say that her early years had been very difficult, and the Lord's redeeming and delivering and healing power have been on her, just transforming her into who we're listening to and who people in Frontline are seeing today. But I do want to read a letter from a little note from her father, who sent this to us, who obviously is in Southeast Asia as well, and has gone through much persecution and given his life completely to Jesus and is quite a leader in the Southeast country. Persecution has increased, and so that's why it sounds a little vague here. Who is this person? But we're just going to read the letter. It doesn't matter his name. We know who he is, and more than that, the Lord knows who he is. But since he was released from great, great times of persecution, the Holy Spirit has come upon him in a very incredible way. Even before the severe persecution, he was walking very much with the Holy Spirit upon him and in him, through him, doing great and marvelous things for the Lord. But since that time of persecution, all he can think about is Jesus, as he says, in addition to loving his family, of course. But let me just read this to be encouragement to you. In asking him, how are we doing? How are you all doing there? We are all doing very good. I find it very difficult to explain in words. We see every day the mighty power and love of God. His will is being done as it is in heaven. It is so awesome that I am at a loss for words how to truly describe it. That's what's happening to me. It defies our human understanding, which is very limited. I have lost all interest in the world. In the world, there is just nothing that can interest me except for saving souls. After seeing and experiencing all that God did and does each day. My whole being stands shaken in total awe. I am fully consumed with a deep desire to see the day when I will dwell with Jesus forever. Knowing this person quite well, and communing with this person, even though we're not physically there right now, but talking back and forth, this is genuine. This is a heartfelt response to the Holy Spirit coming upon him, to incredible intimacy with Jesus, with the Lord. And watching his life over many years and his wife and child, it's always a personal joy and an incredible challenge to say, Jesus, I don't want the world. I want you to take over every part of my life. I want to know you as deeply as I possibly can. And I know there's so much more room for me to grow, for me to lay my life down, for me to be filled with you, so that I would fulfill the full call and purpose on my life. And that's what this gentleman is saying to the Lord. And as a result of this type of complete sold-out state, all I can think about is saving souls. And that's true. So I just leave you with that, because it just leads right into what we're going to be talking about today. And with the handout that I passed out, or Ashley passed out, we're going to talk through that, and it will be online. It's not posted online right now, but I'm just going to refer to a few things in it as we share just the scriptures of hope. And our text today will be Luke chapter 1, verses 28 through 38. So if you can turn in your Bibles there, and the children, the ones who are here today, are released to kingdom land right now. But Luke 1, 28 through 38, and all adults, make sure you have your own copy of Jesus, the gift of Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen? Amen. Okay, so if you can turn in your Bibles there, and we do have the text, the first text that we have on this handout. The text is Luke chapter 1, verses 28 through 38. It says, and coming in, he said to her, I'm going to read it. It's very familiar, but I'm going to read it for those online particularly. So in case you don't have your Bibles there. But the text is, and coming in, he said to her, greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. And of course, that's the angel Gabriel coming to Mary. Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the son, move it please, of his father David. No, he will be called the son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I'm a virgin? The angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth, who also has conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren, is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Amen. Lord, we just thank you for your word, your powerful word, your prophetic word today. Thank you, Father, that while it is very familiar to all of us who know you, Father, we thank you that it won't become so familiar that there will just be a blasé response to this. Lord, you are so powerful and good, and may you release your revelation, your revelatory angels to us in this place today, to be able to take us deeper, to understand what you're saying, what you did, how our response should be. Thank you, Lord, that you are the God of the universe who has come to reveal the God of the universe. So thank you, Father. Thank you that you have provided the solution to our need for you, and you are the solution. Thank you, Lord. We just give you praise today in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. What a great word. So as this was being written, Jesus, the gift of Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us, this text just really jumped out, and the Lord was saying, I'm just going to draw your eyes to the very bottom, which is underlined, and it says, and Mary's response was, behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word. And then the angel departed. So there was response to the revelatory work of God, God himself, sending the angel to this virgin, knowing that she would be perplexed, knowing that she would be wondering what was going on, and knowing that she would be afraid, that she would be in awe of this supernatural occurrence, but imaginably very fearful in some responses, because the angel says, don't be afraid, O favored one. First, she is greeted and says, greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. But Mary then was greeted by the Lord again, saying, do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. So the word favor is given twice, just in that very beginning. You are the favored one of God. In other words, your laid down life, because of who you are, because of your surrender, because of your love for me, because of my faithfulness in creating you for such a time as this, but your response also to me has rendered you to fall underneath my favor, my blessing, my plan for your life, O favored one. And the Lord speaks to us today, and he says, while your eyes are on Jesus, which it should be today, our eyes should be on Jesus, we want to see what our response should be to the Messiah, to God with us, to Emmanuel. As he says to us, I would like you to become in the place, I'd like you to move into the place of knowing that my favor is available to you. My favor upon you is there. My favor is something that you can seek me for in my face, for my love, and it will be poured out upon you. And so interestingly, this is not to downplay anything that Mary did. I mean, goodness, she's the mother, the natural mother here of Jesus in this world. But she claims that she is underneath him. She has said this in the Magnificat in Luke, and she also says here, let it be done unto me according to your word. So she is saying very clearly that she is not on the same par as Jesus Christ. She is a human being, but she had been found as one who was favored for sure. So when he says, do not be afraid, Mary, for you found favor with God, in other words, he's saying, I'm giving you the word of life. I'm giving you the prophetic word from God himself. I am going to release eternity over you because you are one who has shown yourself to be one who wants to step into the bigger picture of looking at life from an eternal perspective. Now, she may not have understood that, but that's what's going on here. And the Lord encourages us to approach everything in our life with eternity in mind. What would be your eternal perspective on this? And how should my response flow into and out of that eternal perspective? In other words, you're going to take a human being that you're created, and you're going to come upon her, Holy Spirit. You're overshadowing her, Holy Spirit, so that God himself, our eternal God, his perspective of what needs to happen is now released over her. And even her response comes from her surrendered heart of love. Even though she didn't understand it, the promise in the prophetic word that was released over her is promised by our faithful God to come to pass. And she stepped into the receiving of it. It's the same for us. When we read God's word and we receive the revelation from the word of God, Jesus himself is the word. He says, I am the word. And we know in the Gospel of John, in the beginning, he was and is the word of God. And in verse 14 of that same gospel, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So it's the word of God, the Rhema word of God, the Logos word of God, is eternal, is eternity in perspective. And the Lord says, Mary was receiving. She wasn't handed a document. She wasn't handed the Old Testament and said, well, let me read what it says first. She was in the presence of the Most High God, who overshadowed her with the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. The same spirit that lives in these little kids who were singing out. The same Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is Holy Spirit. But when we see something like this and go, wait a minute, are you equating the birth of Jesus with a song that someone wrote? What I'm saying is the same Spirit of God that came upon Mary is the same Spirit of God that came upon this leader in Southeast Asia. Okay? The same Spirit of God. What the process was, is, and was for Mary was at the time is for us to be able to see as an example for us and for the person in Southeast Asia and for us right now. That's going to depend on the Lord and our relationship with the Lord, our response to the Lord. But what he's calling from us is, will you live? Will you know me and live from an eternal perspective? In other words, with eternity in mind, the bigger picture, we see an example here that's laid out very clearly in these 10 verses. Very clearly. Let's look at what Gabriel said. He came as a messenger of the Father under the direction of Holy Spirit, and the unction, the overshadowing of Mary resulted as all of this was going on. In other words, as a virgin, she was impregnated with the very life of heaven as she responded to the word that was released over her. Interesting. So when Gabriel said, do not be afraid, Mary, for you found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive. So here is the prophetic destiny of Mary, and she's like, well, what if I say no? Should I say yes? Nothing is mentioned here. She's caught up in the moment of eternity because this is how God decided to do this with her. He didn't say, so what do you think? He said, this is what's happening, and released, just as Jesus, as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, spoke the world into existence. Just as the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light. There was no question about it. So this is part of God's eternal plan so that we could know him, we could stand up here, talk about him, but more than that, we would be caught up in the release, of what eternity's saying right now. Every decision that we make, every place in our own life, in the area of what will I do next? How do I stand for healing? What does his blood mean? Where does righteousness fit in? All of these questions all come from a place where eternity is unfolding in our hearts. So we can look at Mary as an amazing example. She's one of our great heroes of the faith. So she's receiving this word of God. It's a spoken word, and now it's written for us. So if we read this, because we're declaring it here, and we listen to this, we meditate on this, we sit under the Christmas tree with a cup of coffee and a Christmas cookie, and we read this and go, wait a minute, what are you really saying? Lord, I want to encounter you in this. I believe supernaturally the Lord, with eternity in mind, will do something in our lives. And that's how he looks at the word. So here's the very beginning where there's the announcement of Jesus coming to Mary. And all the prophecies, all the 300 plus prophecies in the Old Testament that were leading up to the birth of Jesus, following then the life of Jesus, the death, the burial, the resurrection, and the ascension, the glorification of Jesus, all of these things, the Lord says, this was all about revealing Jesus. So very simply, we can take the Christmas story as the great revelation of Jesus from an eternal perspective, with eternity in mind. And I keep using that word, I keep speaking that word, because it needs to become natural and real inside of us to actually have the supernatural result inside of us. We have to think this way. We have to believe this way. We have to respond this way. Our opinions should want to be matched with the eternal perspective of God. Our actions should flow out of the eternal perspective of God as we process with the Lord. We can be in our own process and move like a snail and call it God's process because he loves us so much. But what if there's a challenge for each one of us through the Word of God, through this whole message, to take what we think is our process because we feel good and we feel content. We feel, I feel good about things. And we put that before the Lord and say, what are you saying right now? Mary was caught at that moment. She didn't say, give me a couple of months, give me a few years. Let me think this over. She was caught up in the eternal moment. And I believe that we are all given these moments from the Lord, and how we look at them and how we respond to them will many times be our answer as to how we receive what we receive. In other words, if we stand naturally for a lot of things, call it our process, we'll get natural results. If we stand supernaturally, we tend to get supernatural results. So I use this as an example because Mary was faced with being impregnated as a virgin, betrothed to Joseph, knowing, I mean, who knows what was going through her mind? Like, wait a minute, how can I get pregnant? I know what that looks like. I don't know what it feels like, but how can that be? What would that look like? What about the shame? How could I go through this? What would happen? I mean, I would bring shame on everybody, let alone my own life. And how would that be? And it would be very uncomfortable. And Herod wants to kill, you know, the babies. She found that out later. And she knew it was just be a terrible, or could be a terrible thing. The emotions that she went through, you know, we sometimes talk about through a song, Mary, did you know? Did you know your baby boy, that he would walk on water, that he would be hanging on a cross, that he would be basically destroyed in many ways, but yet not. Did you know? Did you know, Mary? What was it like? I believe songs like that are used by God to provoke us so that we would begin to live more from an eternal perspective in the way that we do life, not just in what's comfortable. There's nothing comfortable about this at all for Mary. And that's what God wants us to see. The Lord said, I have found favor. I have found you to have favor. I've given you my favor. You have found favor in me, Mary, a simple teenage girl who loved God. And I'm going to use you for my eternal purposes. And it's not going to be easy, Mary. As Mary pondered many things in her heart and suffered much, even in the midst of the great joy of birthing a baby and everything that goes with that. So the eternal perspective is what we need when we watch Christmas movies. The eternal perspective is what we need when we're watching and participating in things, even in church, like today. We need an eternal perspective. We need to be provoked to go to that place where the gentleman's testimony that I read to you would become such a reality for us that we can look at that and go, how did that person get to that? And I may have heard about that person, known that person, maybe I didn't, years and years ago. But what went on in that person's life when they were asked to lay their life down numerous times? Was it easy? Was it fun? Were there great accolades? No. Accolades, yes, thank you. That's better said. And what God wants us to do with something like this is just be provoked. Let's look at his words through the angel Gabriel. They're just so beautiful. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus, and he will be great and will. Notice all the wills. This is the will of God. This is the eternal perspective. He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him, meaning the Father, will give him the throne of his father David. Interestingly, he was so pleased with the fact that Jesus would come down to this earth, that the message from heaven, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So Jesus is with the Lord in heaven, right? As three in one, the mystery that's crazy cool. And he says, I will give you the name, not just Son of God, Son of the Most High, but I will also give you the throne of your father David. You will be the firstborn among many brethren. You will carry the same heart. In other words, David was a man after God's own heart. And the lineage was shown all the way through from the beginning to the end that the Lord had a plan. There's more to unpack there, but I'm going to move on about David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob, again, a forefather, forever. And his kingdom will have no end. Now, from that, if you heard that, you saw an angel come into your room and speak that, and you heard those words, would that be enough for you to say, okay? Would that be enough for me to say, okay? And interestingly, the angel doesn't stop as Mary questioned and said, how can this be since I'm a virgin? A good question to ask, how can this happen? In other words, I don't understand. She wasn't saying no, but I know I haven't been with a man, so can you give me more? And the angel said, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you. This is the way we are to live our life. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Overshadow me. Come upon me in my weakness. Come upon me in my distress. Come upon me and rise up in me where I need deliverance in my family, where I need restoration, where I need reconciliation, where I need healing, where I need a breakthrough, where I need you to manifest your glory, where I need to see anything, Father, that naturally I don't know what I can do. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. And that's why in this text, it says, for with God, all things are possible. Because Mary was asked to do the impossible. She was asked to believe and receive the impossible. And that's what the God of the universe has for us. He says, I'm asking you to step out and seek me to receive that which is difficult, to receive what is impossible. Because if it's possible for you and it's easy for you, I don't get the glory. So I will give you the desires of your heart, but it may not look like what you think. So Mary had a desire in her heart, many desires, but it certainly didn't look like what she thought. So the God of the breakthrough, the God of the impossible, came to her and said, I will come upon you. I will overshadow you. My spirit comes upon you now, and I will do that. This is how the miracle of Christmas will happen. And this is how I will carry you through all of this from the beginning to the end. Because my favor rests upon you. My favor will not feel so good. My favor may not look so swell. My favor may cause you to cry. My favor may say, what are you doing? But be honest before me and don't make excuses for anything and say, this is my process. Don't make excuses. Say, Lord, what does your word say? Holy Spirit, come upon me and I will surrender myself to you. And I am willing for you to speak into my process. Amen? Good word? So it says, for nothing will be impossible with God. So the angel is so wonderful because he says, let me tell you about Elizabeth. You think this is impossible for you, Mary, or you're wondering? Let me show you what I'm doing. And I'm going to play this out. Nothing is impossible with God. So when the Lord gives a direction, gives a call, gives a desire and says, you are going to the nations, you will stand for the souls around the world. Do you think it will be easy? Do you think it will be simple? The Lord says, through Troy, life is short. We have one life to live is what he said. We have one life to live. And the Lord says, you don't know if tomorrow's going to happen. So step in and let me take over your life. As the Lord stepped into Mary, watching those first 14, 15, 16 years, whatever the exact age would be for Mary, watching that and said, this one has found favor in my eyes. This one, I want to be one. I don't know about you, where the Lord will say, my favor has rested upon you. And I have found you to be faithful to me, to love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, to be provoked. That's why I was crying over here when the kids were up here. My eyes were, I just cry when Holy Spirit is moving. It's like, wow. This is small. It might look like it's small, but the Lord says, walk by faith, not by sight. And Mary was very young. And what the Lord asked of her at a very young age, how in the world could that have happened? How would she know that the righteousness of heaven himself, from heaven himself, would come and release his righteousness into her in fullness? How did she know? How could she know? How did she know that one drop of blood would be better than anything else? That Jesus came to shed his blood. How would she know? It's worth more than just singing around a Christmas tree a special song. It's worth our entire lives to say, Mary, Mary, you were an example for me so that I could come into that relationship with my Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So anything that we're facing, dear ones, anything that we're going through, anything that our lives seem to reflect right now, the Lord says, ask me for my eternal perspective on all of it, and you will then be able to be given great joy. As the gentleman that I read his text to you again, persecution is increasing, as I said, in this foreign country. And so that's why I'm being very vague right now. Not giving any other information. And so nothing is stopping what the Lord's intent would be for this man, for his life. But what he went through to get to that point was incredible. And the Lord says, when we're celebrating Christmas like this, let's go as deep as we can. The Lord will give us revelation. He says, do you want to know me in these deep areas? Do you want to see me? Will you search my scriptures? Will you stop and think that I am coming soon, and you are the bride making yourself ready right now, and that involves your children or children-to-be or spouse-to-be or whatever it will be. The Lord says, this is the time that the Holy Spirit wants to come and overshadow us. He wants to rise up in us. He wants us to cry out for his mercy and his grace. He does. And he says, you live in the West, those who are here, those who are overseas, you're not in the West, many of you, but those who are in the West, we live a fairly comfortable, good, comfortable, exceedingly comfortable life compared to the rest of the world in that regard. And we are grateful. And when the Lord's favor is on us, he says, use fully what I have given you so that you can go to the next step and you can go quickly, because the goal is souls. The goal is not to feel good about ourselves. The goal is for people to come into the kingdom of God. That is his goal. And the Lord says, don't ever lose sight of that. Mary needed to step into with an eternal mandate from heaven himself in mind. She had to do that, and she did it. And it wasn't easy. So as we're teaching our children, help them see, speak to them. They can understand, and our grandchildren, they can understand more than we give them credit for. Really, especially with everything that opposes them and will oppose them in the future. So Mary was born, obviously, at a time where it was very difficult, as Pastor Bill said. And this was the time where everyone's looking for relief. And they thought, well, is Jesus coming, or this Messiah coming to give us relief from all the problems we have? Yes, but in a different way. So he's coming to us, and we're celebrating him now in a different way. We need an eternal perspective, Lord. I don't understand, and I don't even necessarily like some of my circumstances. But when you come upon me and you rise up in me, all things become possible. And I stand for that. And I allow you to come in and encourage me to take everything that doesn't line up with that in my own mind and just stomp it and say no. Because the enemy came against Jesus. We already know.